pine forests aren't getting big and trees getting old and dying like they used to. They cut it down so fast now they don't have any dead trees. Therefore, these woodpeckers are about to come extinct. And I should know the name for them, but I just can't call it. I always ask my wife. I've got an encyclopedia in her, and I always ask her. But anyway, now. But they're a beautiful bird. They really are. But they're large. They look like they're about like that when they're beautiful bird. But there were two here one morning last week. Excuse me now, go ahead.
What about the kind of animal that lives in trees, has a bushy tail?
Squirrels.
And what types of squirrels do you have?
We have the fox squirrels and the cat squirrels.
And what colors are they?
Well, the fox squirrels are more of a reddish gray. And they're larger than the cat squirrels. They have a larger tail and some black in them. And of course the cat squirrels are mostly kind of iron gray.
Have you ever heard of one called a boomer?
No, I have no knowledge of them. I've seen flying squirrels, but very few flying squirrels. I'm not.
What about a kind of animal that looks kind of like a squirrel, except it doesn't live in trees and it doesn't have a bushy tail, and it's a little bit smaller?
Would that be the chipmunk? Or?
Now, do they have any of those around here?
No.
I thought maybe they didn't.
No.
What do you call the kind of insect that flies around lights? It looks like a butterfly, but it's a night insect. It'll fly right into a light.
You say they look like butterflies? I don't know, unless you call lightning bugs. We have a lightning bug that flies at night, but I don't know any of them that look like, moths. Moths fly around, yeah.
And a lightning bug, that would be the kind that has its own light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of insect that would be maybe that long, with a real thin body, and they have two sets of wide wings?
Mm-hmm. There's a special name for them. We call them mosquito hawks, but there's another name that I don't know right off hand.
Do you know if there's more than one kind of insect like that?
Well, there are two or three types of them. I've seen some of them much larger type than others here. Yeah. They seem to me, as I recall, there are about three types of them, different sizes and types, but I just call them all mosquito hawk, but there is another name for them that I don't know.
What about insects that sting?
Well, you have bees.
And what other kinds?
Wasps and hornets and yellow jackets, a lot of different kinds here, but the bees are common insects.
Yeah, what about the kind of wasp that make his nest on a ceiling or a wall, sometimes make it out of mud?
Well, those would be dirt daubers.
And
they don't sting you unless you catch one by and hold it. That'd be about the only way they sting you, but the others will.
The kind that used to carry malaria?
Well, those would be mosquitoes.
And what kind of medicine did they use to stop malaria?
Quinine.
And what about the very small insects that you can hardly see that go for a walk in the woods and they get in, bury under your skin?
Well, red bugs would be the kind, yeah, red bugs.
Do you have anything you use to make them stop itching?
Well, I put absorbing on them. Of course, you can use turpentine, a lot of different things. Absorbing is the easiest thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think women put fingernail polish on them or something like that. I don't know.
what about the kind of insects that could be brown or green that hop along?
Well, you would have grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
No, never heard them called that now.
And what about the, they're like insects, except they have eight legs?
You say it's a light insect?
It's like an insect, but it has eight legs.
Eight legs,
It makes a kind of trap